Welcome to episode 271 of After the Credits. I'm your co-host, Maureen Antunes, joined today by fellow co-hosts.
Festival co-host, Bill Harris. Green Screen of Death.
I like it.
We just put a new podcast out today.
Yes, and it's a sweet, if I must say, I might say
like
so
our
myself.
Fourth in 7 months.
Oh, please.
As I said, I'm getting tired. And who are you?
Lisa.
No last name?
No last
it's
name.
Just
again.
It's just a joke.
The infamous Lisa with no last name.
I love it. It's
I know. I said that to somebody earlier, and they're like, she doesn't have a last name? I'm like, nope. No last name.
She doesn't need one. She's Lisa.
That's right.
That's important.
One and only.
So, VIF dispatch number two, and your final for 2019.
Yeah. Life happened.
Life did happen.
We all got kind of sick, eh? Like,
yes.
Marina had her thing, and then I got sick and just kept on going because I'm stupid. But hey.
We're still here.
Looks like my final total was 76.
Oh.
That is that like your lowest in a couple of years?
It might be one of my lowest.
Wow.
Yeah.
I may crack 30. I'm not done yet.
But
I'm going to crack 30.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I thought that's a pretty decent number.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy.
I got 25.
That's pretty good.
Including the last one. Not bad, you know, considering I've been working full time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I saw that because I went hardcore and didn't have to work.
That's right.
I couldn't work and do it. It'd be too hard.
Yep.
It'll be my last year, I promise. Of working and doing this is what I mean.
Nice.
Not doing this.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yes, I'm excited.
Next year we go hardcore.
Total hardcore. I may need to crash on Melissa's couch for a week. I've been there before. I know it's comfortable.
Nice.
So, guys, we got movies to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep this semi-short because you guys do have another movie to go to in like an hour. So we'll try to keep this to under 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey,
I was looking at your list. Calm down.
I'm kidding. Doesn't matter. So we're going to do a countdown.
Well, like it even matters. My shit's definitive.
Oh, well, that's true. Fuck. Why do we bother? So, movies.
Yeah.
Top 10.
So, yay or nay to the festival?
Well, generally for me, I had a pretty decent festival, I have to say. I mean, I was pretty selective to begin with because I didn't have a lot of time. And then, you know, I got sick, so... Like, I didn't get to see some stuff that I really wanted to see, but generally speaking, I think it was mostly okay. Like, there wasn't a lot of stuff that I went, yeah, that was really shitty.
Same here.
I remember us recording last year, just talking about, like, the actual, like, amazing riches of films we watched. Last year felt like a really, like...
It did.
...banner year.
Yeah.
This year was good, but not great. It really picked up at the end.
Agreed.
For the first couple of days, I was just... Mm-hmm. I needed a good film.
Well, and I mean, the festival was so back-end loaded that, like, I even skipped the first day on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I looked at the schedule and I'm like, I don't want to see any of these movies.
But you missed Deerskin.
I know, but we know that it's
coming
not working
back
for me.
It's coming back.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, I shouldn't complain. I saw a bunch of really great films before anybody else that I know has pretty much seen them, so... I should feel good about that. And I think my list has got some really damn good films on it. So
I'm excited to hear about your list because you've mentioned that there's some stuff on your list that might surprise some people.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know what's on there.
As usual, get a pen and paper because...
Take notes.
I know what I'm doing.
No, Lisa, that's okay. You don't have to worry about it. There will be show notes. You don't have to worry. So where do we want to start? Number 10, who wants to go first? Or does anybody have an honorable mention?
I have a couple honorable mentions.
Okay, go for it.
I actually have three honorable mentions.
Ooh,
just because I just couldn't
decide
not talk about them. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about The Painted Bird. The harshest film I've seen in a very long time.
Yes, I can go with that.
But at the same time, it is so beautiful.
It is.
And... once you kind of get around its harshness, you can kind of see the beauty in it.
One of the things that I really appreciate about that movie is that it owns its ending. Like, it earns it. Like, it actually earns the ending. It's just getting there is so painful.
It's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
I know somebody who really, really loved this film. I think she said it was her favorite film in the festival so far when I talked to her. So, I loved it. It's just really harsh.
It is.
Can you honestly say you'll ever tell anybody to watch that film?
Depends on the person.
But
it's not like going to be like my top recommendation for anybody. It's just, it's too difficult to watch.
My second recommendation is The Lighthouse. The new Robert Eggers film.
I'm excited to see
this. Didn't quite hit my top 10. It's really good, though. It's strange. It's another film I can't really tell everybody to go and watch because it's super weird.
It's our pet.
Yeah. I think you'll love it for sure. And my last runner-up is the new Pedro Almodóvar film, Pain and Glory.
Which is opening on 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm disappointed I skipped.
It's funny because the whole movie seems sort of autobiographical and how in his head he thinks he's like declining as a director, and I've got nothing but love for that guy. He's not declining. If anything, he's getting better as far as I'm concerned.
I'm looking forward to watching.
It's a beautiful film. Yeah. And I thought his last film was beautiful too, Julieta. Like I thought there's no decline in him, and Antonio Banderas with a career great performance. Mm. So those are my runners up.
We should do a post-VIF date to the movies to see Pain and Glory. My runner up, we just saw it. I was really, really impressed with Ford versus Ferrari.
It's great.
It is really great. And I kind of wish I had waited to see it in IMAX. And I'm kind of glad I didn't wait, but I'll see it again.
Yeah. With shout out to Matt Damon.
Yes.
Who I think is really good in the film.
Yes.
Christian Bale's always good, but he's always doing a character.
Yeah.
Matt Damon's just...
just killing it.
Killing it.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. It sounds amazing. There's a weird villain in it.
Yeah.
That even kind of makes sense. It's weird. But yeah, it was better than I thought it would be. Not gonna lie.
I don't know what just happened. Did the aircon just go on or something?
I think the air conditioner just came on.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Well, should we keep recording over this mess? I don't know. So let's go into our countdown.
My honorable.
You have an honorable mention.
All right.
Yeah, my honorable is Yuri, or whatever.
I didn't see it.
I loved it.
No, neither did I. I don't even know what this is.
It's about a guy from Cuba, dancer.
Oh, it's the one that's coming back as part of the VIF repeats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of saw it in passing, but it's a ballet movie. I like ballet movies. It's ballet, right?
It is, but it's modern. So
yeah. Okay.
And then he was in the film, and basically, like, there's a story going on, and then there's basically enacting his life using dancing, which was very beautiful.
Well, it must have done fairly well for it to be coming back. I assume it was probably fairly popular.
Didn't even make my short list. Sorry.
All right, start us down, Bill. Number 10.
Number 10. I always like to have like the number 10 or 20 slot as my weird out of left field one that I really liked that probably isn't quite top 10 worthy, but I really loved it. And that's Little Joe.
Oh, it's much higher on my list.
Yeah. Probably because I saw more than you. But literally, that's probably the only reason, because I really did like this film.
I wanted to see it, actually.
The Invasion of the Body Snatchers movie with plants. Mm-hmm. But it's almost, at weird times, kind of feels like Rosemary's Baby, too. Like,
yes.
It's everything about it. The score, the design, the costumes, the performances. It's a really underrated film that nobody here was talking about, and it kind of pissed me off.
More people should have seen it. It's so good.
So Little Joe, definitely higher on Marina's list, so we'll talk about them too. But man, I really love that film, and I will be spreading the word about that film for the next year, because I think it probably needs some help, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Nobody was talking about it, so I hope for the best.
Lisa?
My number 10 is Harriet.
Didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it either, but I know it's opening very soon.
It'll open.
Yeah.
It was very powerful, good acting, and that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I mean, based on true story, she's a hero. I mean, like, you know, she is a woman who had courage to try to save all the slaves, and then she herself a slave and escaping, you know, she keep going back to rescue more people. So because it's based on true story, Aikudo, and it was pretty well made, I would say. Mainstream, but.
Marina?
Yes?
What's the best biopic of all time? Oh, wait, there is no good biopics.
Who said that?
Adrian Charles.
Control is a fantastic biopic. It's the only one that always comes to mind because it's so good. I'm sure there are other really good ones.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I hate biopics.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm kidding. That's
definitely true.
Okay, so my number 10 is Les Mis. That's all I'm going to call it.
It's higher on my list.
I'm not surprised. I wasn't quite as high on this movie as everybody else was, but the ending...
See,
the final act and that final scene elevates this movie so much.
The final scene is incredible.
It is.
But I thought the rest of it was incredible too, because you had to build to that.
Agreed.
Amazing scene.
Yes, agreed.
And I thought it was like Training Day, but way more advanced.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Yeah, like without Denzel and Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
But it's higher on my list. I think it's incredible.
I thought it was really good.
And I didn't really expect much from it, and it blew me away.
Yeah, like I was not like underwhelmed. I can't really get that much more excited for it. I thought it was great.
Three cops in France go into a really bad neighborhood, and you think they have things under control.
No.
But they are just not in a good position.
No.
And they find that out really quickly.
Yeah.
It's hardcore.
Very.
Freaking love that film.
Yeah.
And it was like a shot to the ribs when I watched it. I'm like, all right, cool. Now, let's go.
I'm back.
Let's go. Like, it's such a great film. I can't wait for people to see it. I saw three films yesterday. Three five-star films in a row. That was the first of them. So.
It was a good day.
I'm like the only person who I think it probably gave that film 5 stars, but I'm not afraid to rate stuff high that I really like.
Yep.
So, yeah, Les Mis. Freaking awesome.
Agreed. It's good.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Jojo Rabbit.
Which I didn't see.
Which is opening like this week.
Yes.
Week,
yeah, it opens next week. Taika Waititi is one of the great filmmakers in Hollywood. It's not just Thor Ragnarok. He can make weird little personal films or films like this that are meant to... make an audience feel weird and happy and sad and all over the place, because he's a really masterful, skillful writer, and the script is what really makes the film go. And you think, oh, they're making fun of Hitler. It's not that film.
Yeah.
Like, yes, they make fun of Hitler, but it's not like a pro-Hitler way. It's not a with
there's
Hitler.
There's more to it than
There's
that.
So much more than that. Don't be naive in thinking that it's just like some pro-Hitler film. It's not. It's completely everything you don't think it is, and it's hilarious. And everybody is great in the film, and I can't wait for people to see it, because it went over huge here.
I'm glad to hear that.
It was the Audience Award winner at TIFF for a reason. It's incredible. Can't wait for people to see it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Number 9, Jojo Rabbit.
My number 9 is The Song of Name.
Have I seen any of Lisa's films so far?
I think you saw Song of Names, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I mean, story could work a little bit more, but it's just so beautiful. Like, music by violin, but most of all, music by Lullaby. And it's just so emotional. The music stayed in my head for a long, long time. Like every day, like I, without thinking, that song is in my head. So like, I just have to put it in my list.
Nice.
I really like some of his other films.
I loved Red Violin. It's one of my favorite Canadian films. So I got to see it.
I don't like Canadian films, so.
Oh, that is a blanket statement.
Yeah. Boo.
Actually, if I was to say what the best Canadian film I saw was, it was probably White Lie.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
It's pretty high on my list, actually.
Yeah.
My number 9 is Extraordinary, which fucking cracked me up to no end. I needed a good laugh, and that movie more than did it.
It's hilarious.
I'm in love.
Yeah, as I said, it's the second best Ultra States film. Will Forte.
is so funny, but not even just like some of the gags are like, when you think about them, they're so stupid, but they're so well executed. Yeah. And the visual effects are so pitch perfect. Like sometimes when you get movies like this, like the effects don't really work, but it's just, the whole thing is just so great. I had such a hoot.
The woman runs a driving school. But she had that thing a couple years ago that people keep on phoning her about.
It's so good. It's so, so,
She used to be like an exorcist.
Yeah.
Now she's a, yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, and you know, one of the other things I really, really like about it is the fact that it's kind of really gory too.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't shy away from the horror elements. It's just, as a package, it really reminded me of What We Do in the Shadows. Like that's that kind of serious but really funny comedy. Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great.
I just kind of like ectoplasm.
Just, well, yeah.
It's that's, just kind that's, of a cool thing.
Well, and the way that they use it is really, really funny. Really funny. I, just all around, this movie really surprised me. I was pleasantly impressed.
Yeah, me too. Not on my list, but it definitely could be. Is it me now?
It's you. Number eight.
Number eight. Speaking of the Altered States, the best Altered States film, The Lodge.
It's so much higher on my list.
Yes. From the makers of Goodnight Mommy, which was a hell of a film. It took them a couple years to come back with this one.
Worth the wait.
And it's people in a cabin going with somebody who is super unstable, and they have a bit of a plan.
Yeah.
And it goes wrong, and shit really does go wrong.
Yes.
Holy, with a career performance from Riley Keough.
Who is always really great. Yeah. So the fact that you say career, like, it's an amazing performance.
Like she's all over the map. Yeah, and it's a wonderful great. Thing. Yeah, it's definitely like one of my favorite horror films of the year. And I hope people get to see it in the death trap known as February.
Oh, I still
where
don't.
Where movies go to die.
Oh, so unfair. It deserves so much better than that.
So yeah. Number eight, The Lodge.
What's your number eight?
My number eight, Just Mercy.
Oh, yeah, okay. You saw this one too.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah,
I finally saw one of your films.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this one too.
Yeah, it's good. It's
it's solid. It looks solid.
Yeah, I thought the acting was better than the film. There was nothing in that film that I didn't know was going to happen.
Yeah.
But I still thought it was good.
Yeah.
And as I said on the last show, Jamie Foxx, I thought was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. My number eight is The Specials. Which I really, really liked. I mean, like you said, shortly after we watched it, all the beats, you know them all, but the performances are amazing. Yep. The movie is really well handled. Vincent Cassel, man, he's so good.
Yeah.
I wish somehow he became like a giant star.
I know, right?
Like, but at the same time, that means we get small little films from Vincent Cassel.
Where
he grows a ratty beard and wears a New York Yankees hat and is a social worker.
Yeah, but I mean, his range is amazing, and he's so emotionally controlled here. I mean, I just really like the movie. It's like one of these feel-good stories, mm-hmm. you know, based on true fact and whatever else. But it's, I don't know, it just really, really, really worked for me.
That might be one of the worst jobs ever. I bow to the people who take care of special needs people because I just don't have the patience for it.
No,
and watching this film, you're like, wow, like these people are just like the most awesome people in the world. Because I would have been out 30 seconds in.
Oh yeah,
and
it's on my high.
Excellent.
Okay, yeah, I really liked it too. As I said, Vincent Cassel for everything. You know, he could be this, or he could be a ballet teacher in Black Swan. Like,
he's a really bad guy.
Yeah,
he's great.
Or he can be destroying people in Irreversible. You know, it's like he's such an amazing.
Yeah, his range is.
I love that movie too. It didn't make my list, but it's very good. My turn.
Yeah.
Yep. Number seven, The Two Popes.
Oh, it's higher on my list.
Fernando Meirelles' new film. This was kind of a shock. Actually,
it was. I was really, really surprised.
I kind of thought it'd just kind of like be a little fluff piece.
Agreed.
But it's the what's his name? Ratzenberger gets in as Pope, and he starts doing his reign, and he starts to have doubts. So he calls the person who finished second to him in the race, and they start talking. And they have a really amazing conversation about what it is to be Catholic nowadays, and I was surprised by it. I'm an atheist. Who cares? The movie's still great.
Yeah.
Like, it's two just heavyweight performances from Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce, just going at each other, and it's funny, it's touching, mm-hmm. it knows when to amp it up.
Yep.
And man, is it slick.
It is.
It is a nice piece of entertainment, and I think it'll do very well.
I hope it does. I hope people get to see it. And you know, it'll end up on Netflix, so people will get to see it one way or the other, but it's so beautifully shot.
Yeah.
And the scenes, I'm assuming they actually shot probably in the Vatican or whatever recreation they made. It's so, like, it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, you walk in and you can feel it. It's just, I was so impressed by it all.
I'm glad that VIFF has a Netflix relationship, so we're actually able to see these movies on the big screen. Like,
agreed.
I don't know anybody who's seen Okja on the big screen.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, ditto.
That's awesome.
The only time, because I don't have Netflix.
Yeah. But yeah, look forward to that one again.
Agreed.
I can't wait to watch it again on Netflix. Number 7, The Two Popes.
My number 7 is Spider.
Man, Lisa's.
I don't even know what this is either.
Spider is because I like the director's last film, Machuca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I went to see it. It's based in 60s, I think. So there's young people does some kind of demonstration that, you know, turns to be murder and blah blah blah. Kind of reminds me of Amores Perez.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
But it's not story is not really as intricate as Amores Perez, but I guess tone of the film and like colors and like nuance of the film reminds me of Amores Perez, and actually I really liked it.
Did it open with a dog death?
Oh, God.
No, it's not Amores Perez.
Well, it's got nothing to do with animals, but...
Thank God.
It's about these young people when they did that, you know, some of them become adult and then, you know, like one become lawyer, one become like, you know, whatever, and then the other person who's supposed to be dead, you know, was not dead and, you know...
So there's a thriller aspect to it.
Sounds... Well, I'll check it out one day.
And then a lot of sexual and...
But it wasn't considered the most the raciest movie at VIFF.
Somebody told me to see a film called Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, I saw it.
Because supposedly it was like the most shocking film of the festival, and it was like
not that bad.
Terribly not shocking at all.
No,
I'm like, and I saw the person the next day, and I'm like, you.
Dude,
you made me switch a film out that I wanted to see for that piece of garbage. Yeah.
I actually liked it.
Is it on your list?
It's probably 12.
Nice.
Oh, okay. My number 7 is, I think, my only documentary on the list. Yeah. Trust Machine.
Nice.
I'm always good for supporting a documentary that entertains and also informs. And really, Trust Machine is really great. It's a great sort of introduction to Bitcoin, but more importantly, probably blockchain, which is the way of the future.
Yeah, and Wild Stallions rule.
Wild Stallions forever, man.
Yeah. I like that doc, too. It taught me everything I need to know about Bitcoin, because I knew nothing about it beforehand, and now I do.
Yeah.
And I could probably talk decently well about it now and tell you stuff about it that I... didn't have a clue before, so, and I'm not the smartest person in that kind of stuff, so if it taught me something, it's a pretty good documentary.
Yeah, that's my number 7.
My number 6 is Les Miserables.
Hey!
We just talked about it. It's awesome. I can't wait for people to see it, and I want to watch it again. It's so good.
Well, isn't it France's Oscar?
Yeah, Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
I know there was a lot of, which one is it going to be?
Yeah, so. People freaked right out.
Yes.
As they probably should, but hey. More on that later.
Yes.
My number 6 is Amanda.
I saw that.
I know you, whatever. I liked it.
Oh, it's cheesy.
If only there was a camera here.
Yeah. It's not bad. I thought it was cheesy. yeah, it wasn't my thing.
I liked it.
Yeah.
We're at number six, Two Popes. We already talked about it.
Nice.
It's amazing. See it if you can,
the
people.
Two Popes. I love
it. Yes, I loved it.
See, this is weird. Like, you saw me after the men's room? And I was like bawling my eyes out.
And then I actually went to see it because of that.
Yeah. And my number five movie was The Men's Room, and I was
a mess.
I was a mess after the film. Like, people were like looking at me like I was like some sort of weirdo, but I was just like bawling. And it was uncomfortable how much I was crying.
Yeah, like, he needed to be gathered together in order to move on.
He needed a hug.
It's about this this men's choir who they're about to open up for Black Sabbath of all bands.
Yeah.
And I love Black Sabbath. Their conductor's dying.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make it to this final show, and it's heartbreaking, and it absolutely destroyed me. And I was dehydrated for days.
And I need to see this movie.
Yeah.
I went to see it.
Did you like it?
I liked it. It's not on my list.
Wow.
But I guess I was expecting a little bit more towards to the end. Like, I wish they showed a little bit more about the show, the actual show. It went to black.
They probably weren't allowed
to. Just for the music. Yeah, probably. But still, I kind of wanted to see that, because they were actually, the whole thing was like leading towards to the particular day. And like, it didn't really get to it.
I was too busy crying.
Yeah, and I can see because that film could have ended that day too. You know, that could be the ending scene. You know, because it was so emotional and so sad.
Did you cry?
I did.
Okay,
nice.
Not as much as he did, but
it's okay. We all have our moments.
Sometimes my one feeling, it comes out, and it just in those inappropriate times, and I'm just.
I don't know if that's inappropriate. It's an emotional, powerful film.
Yeah, all right.
So, and I got a little teary-eyed watching Matt Damon crying at the end of a movie. So
nice.
I was like, okay, control myself.
Oh, Matt Damon. I got a number. How do you like damn apples?
Oh,
I love Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah. So number five, The Men's Room.
My number five is Waves.
It's higher on my list.
I didn't see it because my tooth hurt that day.
Aww.
It's so good.
It was very beautiful.
Yeah, okay, rub it in. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
It was interesting because there was act one, focus on him. Then naturally switch to act two.
Yeah.
Now she become the protagonist.
And the really cool thing about it is that when every time the movie kind of changes up, it switches aspect ratios.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
And to the point where I thought the projection was going to screw up.
Oh, that's what the other person said.
Yeah. It's okay, Marina. You can take it. But yeah, it's higher on my list. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was.
I legit covered my ears while they were talking.
Yes.
For the record.
We didn't really spill anything.
Because I did put 4 stars for Waves, and then my top four is all 5 stars. So out of all the 4 stars, Wave is the highest.
My top six is 5 stars.
Oh, I don't star things, so I don't have that to go by.
Anyway, so that's my number five.
My number five was White Lie, a Canadian film.
Nice.
So,
Even I liked it.
Really good. So, in today's culture of crowdfunding, I'm sure this has crossed everybody's mind at some point. It's like, is this shit for real? And this is kind of the story of somebody that tells a little white lie, they get out of hand. But it's more than that. It's really kind of, it's about a psychopath.
Yeah. She goes to some pretty
out
there things, the ways of doing things.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
It is. But it's super well made. Great performances. I really, really liked it. And I would recommend this to pretty much everybody.
Yeah, it was my favorite Canadian film of the festival. Probably one of the only ones I actually saw. But I'm sorry.
Teach their own.
Yeah. What was that, your number five?
Yep. So number four.
Number four is the Terrence Malick film, A Hidden Life, which I thought for sure was going to be higher, but the last couple of days have been really good. yeah, it's a return to form. His movies always look great, but man, sometimes the story just doesn't mesh. And this time he actually has a script.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he follows a script. It's very long, but man, as I said before, 30 seconds into the film, I was like, oh my God.
We're back.
This is going to be great.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I just love Terrence Malick.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, my favorite Malick is The New World.
Yes.
I freaking love The New World.
Okay, high five that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, New we World. Totally missed that. That's okay.
High five and white guys. yeah. Just, I love this film. I can't wait for people to see it and tell me how much they hate it.
Oh.
That's what happened at the festival. So, yeah, I was one of the only
people. What do people expect when they go see a Terrence Malick film?
I'm like the only person who liked it, except for maybe like one other person. So, yeah, it's... I love it. Terrence Malick.
I'm excited.
Hopefully he's back.
I was bummed that it only screened once and it was at night and it wasn't going to end until after I couldn't get home. So I had to skip it.
Could have been 2 hours longer.
I would be okay.
And I would have been just in love with it. So yeah, my number four, A Hidden Life.
My number four is Sorry We Missed You.
Nice.
Ken Loach.
Luke Ken Loach from.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, that's what I'm familiar.
It's so realistic. It's like story about like us who struggle to, you know, make day-to-day living, and it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbroken, especially the ending scene was very, very hard.
The only problem I have with Ken Loach films is that he uses unprofessional actors.
Oh, that can sometimes be annoying.
There's one character in the film who is obviously not an actor, and it drove me nuts.
Oh.
The son. He was very unprofessional, and it kind of took away from it. But man, that movie's great.
Yeah, the dad.
Yeah, the dad's really great. Yeah. Everybody's great.
Yeah.
I really liked I, Daniel Blake. That movie is incredible.
Yeah.
It's not as good as that one, but man, every year keep on coming out with a new one of these, and I'll be super happy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's my number four.
My number four, Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Lady.
I could have basked in the glow of this movie for like 5 hours. Yeah, I loved it.
It's higher on my list.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, it's beautiful. It's like a movie where like nothing happens.
But everything happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was trying to explain this to somebody that said, asked me if it was any good. And I'm like, yes, it's amazing, but not for you.
Yeah.
Because it is. It really is a movie where almost nothing happens on screen. Everything is in the subtext. But, I mean, it's so stunningly beautiful. And, I mean, it just has a couple of scenes that are just, like, out of this world.
Yeah. What is with French woman named Adele?
Oh, I don't know. Just keep them coming.
Yeah.
Keep on bringing the French woman named Adele.
And the other woman, I forget her name, but she has the most piercing eyes I think I've ever seen in my life. My God.
But that Adele is... The girl from Blue, right?
Blue is the warmest color. Yeah. Different girl, but she's...
Is it a different girl?
Yeah, different girl. But,
okay. Different Adele.
But man, this movie is incredible.
Yes.
Everything I'd heard, plus more.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's higher on my list.
Really?
Actually, it's number three. So I'll just say it right now. I had this at number one until like... 2 or 3 hours ago.
Oh,
like,
wow.
This is how high I think of this film.
Wow.
I'm a bit shocked, I must say. I knew you liked it. I didn't know you loved it that much.
Switched it up. But yeah, it's incredible. Number one, two, and three are legit coin flips.
No.
Maybe throw the Malick in there too. Like, they're all just incredible films. And I'm happy, like, those films really made the festival for me. The two female leads just... destroy. My God, they're so good. And it's maybe the best shot film of the year.
I agree.
Yeah.
I could go with that.
Yeah.
I would love to watch this with the piano.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe Bright Star. Like the three of them, triple bill. Bring it on. I'm in.
I
definitely a better use of caves than Paradise Hills, too.
Yes.
I love the ending of this film, though.
Huh?
It wasn't on my high list, but I actually really like the ending.
Oh yeah, that ending is.
That ending.
It's not even like the best part of the movie. I've come back on that.
Yeah.
I thought it
but
was.
But it's still
like,
really good.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, don't get me wrong. But like, for as soon as that ended, I'm like, that ending, man, that ending made the movie. But no, there's a scene before that that's so, so good. It just, it works on, it's firing on all cylinders. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's Oof. Amazing.
Yeah, that was a good day yesterday.
What's your number three, Lisa?
My number three is Port Authority.
I saw that one. That's a really good movie.
Yeah. I really, really liked it.
About a guy who moves to New York and gets involved with a transgender
but
woman.
But he didn't know first.
Doesn't, yeah. and how...
he transforms.
Yeah, and falling in with the wrong people really can screw you up very quickly. Like, it happens right away. Yeah, it's a surprising movie. I didn't have much thought for it. It was a time filler, and it was actually a pretty good time filler. I love when that happens.
Yeah, so, it's always nice to walk into
great
something.
It's a great thing about film festivals. Sometimes you just come across something that completely out of the blue is like, oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good choice.
Very beautiful, and like score was good, and I really like the chemistry between these two characters. I mean, the boy is from Dunkirk, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Finn Whitehead.
Oh yes, okay.
And then the girl play. She's actually trans in real life.
Yeah.
And I think she was scouted by director herself. Or somebody that she know. I was there for Q&A. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, there was
and a very important story to tell too, right?
That's one. I think I stayed for one Q&A the entire festival. It was like, next film.
No. The Q&As can be painful sometimes.
Yeah. What did you shoot the film on? How much did it cost? Shut your mouth.
Pretty much. My number three, Little Joe, we already talked about it.
Nice.
See this fucking movie, people.
Yeah.
All I gotta say.
So
and
good.
Somebody please release the soundtrack. Please. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I saw this with our friend Steve Stebbing, and we both like looked at each other after the film where it was like, whoa.
Yeah. I swear to God, like, there was some uncomfortable laughter at my screening, and it wasn't even full, like.
Yeah, there was very little people.
Yeah,
nobody saw it.
But I kind of looked around. I'm like, okay, that was like amazing. Is everybody else okay? Are we all okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else liked it, but I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, so good. I love that film.
Yay.
Yay. What was that? Your number three?
Yeah, it was number three. Number two.
My number two is Marriage Story.
Oh, it's my number two too. Might as well.
Yeah.
Sharing the party.
Yeah. So much emotion. So much emotion. This film feels like it's 4 hours long, but it's only 2 hours long. It's really hard to watch at times, but man, is it like incredibly funny. And
yes, I was surprised by that.
In that, like, it felt like 4 hours. It's incredibly watchable with the amazing performances from Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson, especially Adam Driver, who is a freaking lock for Best Actor. It's already over.
Oh, is it?
I think so. It's incredible.
I mean, he's really, really good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think he's so incredible.
But the performances across the board here are great. Ray Liotta's fantastic.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern is great.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, is that really Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, all across the board. I kind of walked into this one because I had fucked up my schedule. I was going to see it anyways, but I was going to skip it at the festival. And I'm glad I saw it on the big screen. It was really, really good.
Yeah, it's the full entire divorce process.
Yes.
From, oh, okay, we're getting divorced, we're gonna be nice to each other, to, hey, we're not being nice to each other anymore. And it gets really harsh.
Yeah, it's a whole range of emotions.
And there's a kid involved, which makes it even worse.
Relationships are hard, man. Relationships are hard.
Yeah.
What it boils down to.
And Noah Baumbach, you know, killing it like he always is.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Pretty amazing director. So yeah, like number two, Marriage Story.
Yeah, my number two as well. Lisa, what's your number two?
My number two is Cherry Blossom and Diamonds.
Nice. I saw this one.
I loved the first Cherry Blossom, and this one, it's just the nuance of the film. I just can't explain. That really touches me. Yes, I liked it.
Nice. I couldn't remember if I'd actually seen the first one.
Oh.
But the second one still worked fine. I thought it was fine. Yeah, I liked it too.
So do you remember now seeing the first one after seeing the second one? No.
No.
It's all a blur.
No, it was a long time ago.
It's like 2008, I think.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, like a decade.
Yeah.
Oh,
but then
God.
It's funny, for me, like as I watch, because they bring some clips from the first one.
Yeah.
And I start to remember what was it about. I still remember how I loved the film.
Yeah.
From like over 10 years ago, but yeah, I still... Yeah, I liked it.
Bill, what's your number one?
Can you guess my number one?
Wait, what did we miss? What haven't what he talked about?
Well, he said last couple of days.
So wait, did he talk about Les Mis yet?
Yeah, I talked about Les Mis.
Yeah.
What hasn't he talked about yet?
I don't know.
My number one is Waves.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's right. We just talked about it like 5 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh.
Yeah, Trey Edward Schultz is pretty much one of the great upcoming directors. He can do anything. Like, to do that film and to know that he did It Comes at Night before that just blows my mind.
Well, and the jump from Cliché to It Comes at Night was like spectacular.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's making that leap every time.
Yeah.
I mean, where is he going with number four?
Yeah, it's gonna be incredible. But yeah, it's an amazing film. You don't know where it's going, but just, you know, maybe don't even watch the trailer.
No, I haven't watched.
How about you just
on it.
Go in and let it like wash over you and become like
the waves.
Yeah. Such a great film. I can't wait for people to see it in a couple weeks.
Yay!
Yeah, the number one.
So it's opening Waves. In a couple of weeks? A
couple weeks.
I want to see it again, actually.
Yeah.
Number one, Lisa?
My number one is The Special.
Hey! We're winning.
I really, really liked it. Especially there's a scene, the boys like touching horses, and it's just so... Like, there's a couple of scenes, like, you know, make me cry, the holes, and also dancing.
Yes.
It was really good. So that's my number one.
And it's a really great, that movie makes really great use of the closing credits.
Yeah.
I like movies that do that kind of like keep you in the moment right till the end. It was really effective for that. My number one was Lodge, guys.
Nice.
I legit put a horror movie that creeped me the fuck out. And I'm still not sure if it was partially because I was really tired. But I literally jumped within the first, like, 10 minutes
and
of the movie.
And, like, high on cold meds?
Yeah. But, like, I had, like, it creeped me out, like, right off the bat. I'm like, okay, was that, that just really fucking happened? Okay, I know what I'm in for.
In the first 5 minutes of the film, something happens. And that scene happened. Somebody was walking into the theater. That scene happened. They turned around
and
walked out.
I don't blame them.
It was hilarious.
That scene is insane.
Yeah. It's such an awesome
film.
But
I mean, it's just the beginning of the insanity.
Yeah.
Basically, if you have mental issues, you may want to skip this movie.
Yeah, you might want to.
It will drive you insane.
Yeah. Great film. I love
Great
to watch.
Film. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
Anything else before we wrap up this amazing show?
Thanks to everybody I saw a movie with at this festival.
Agreed.
Thanks to you two. Like always, you guys are clutch, the best. I don't miss Viv after I'm done because I usually go pretty hard.
Hardcore.
This year was tough. I got really sick, and there was a couple of days there that I probably shouldn't have been at Viv, and I literally could hardly stand. I was so out of it, and I just kept on watching movies, and it's so stupid, but. It was like 2 years ago where I had an ear infection.
Oh yeah.
I remember that.
And I was watching a movie.
We're going to start measuring festivals by how sick was Bill that year.
And my freaking ear was bleeding during a movie, and I couldn't stop. Like, I'm stupid. But,
and here Marina had like an ache in her mouth, and I'm like, I'm not going downtown today. I'm sorry.
Thank you guys. As always, awesome. And I look forward to next year.
Yeah.
The only thing I miss about Viv is watching movies with you guys. It's really the only thing I miss.
Yeah, I only saw you like twice.
I saw him like every day. I make a plan to see Bill like every day if I can. Come on by atcpod.ca. I will link to all of the movies that we talked about today. Guys, where can we find you? Lisa, I know you're hidden in the interwebs. So that's fine.
I am on Twitter at SoundJam69. Check out our podcast, The Green Screen of Death.
It's awesome.
Available on the website, greenscreenofdeath.com, or on iTunes, Stitcher, all those, you name it, we have it on there.
I'm impressed. That was a great plug.
And I'm guessing we'll record something when I get home, but I don't know when because we're not really known for our punctuality. But
hopefully it won't be 4 months.
We always come back eventually.
Yes. Phoenix rising even from
if
the
it's,
ashes.
Even if it's 8 months later, you know.
No, it won't be that long. But that's it. We're signing off for now. Until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.
Whatever that sound is.